Tate and Anna McGarrigle, the swimming song, here on KGNU Boulder, Denver. Thanks for listening to Highway 322. And time now for Ragtime America with Jack Rummel.
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we're going to head off into the area of speculation because I'm going to attempt to pick what I consider the top 12 contemporary ragtime hits. It's a lot easier to work with a figure like that when you're working with the classic ragtime compositions of the beginning of the 20th century, because we've got lots of sales figures, we've got lots of recordings to draw from, so we know which were the most popular ragtime pieces ever written. It's a little more difficult when you're working with today's ragtime compositions. We don't have a lot of sales figures to work with, and there aren't a lot of contemporary rags that have been recorded by other people. So that's why I say we're getting into the area of speculation. And I realize that of these 12, nine of them, the last nine, will be very, very highly subjective, and perhaps will even show a bias on my part, but so be it. It'll be fun to work through these tonight, and of course, if any of our listeners have opinions, you're welcome to share those with us as well. The first three that we're going to come to, I think, will be without any debate, because we have figures to back this up. I have 14 recorded versions of each of the first three contemporary hits that we're going to listen to tonight, and that ranks them at the absolute top. We'll start with a piece from 1971, probably considered by many to be the most popular contemporary hit, although there's argument here. It's called Graceful Ghost, written by William Bolcom, who was born in 1938 and is still living and is a professor of music at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. We're going to try, wherever possible, to present versions tonight other than those recorded by the composer themselves. So tonight's version of Graceful Ghost by William Bolcom will be a MIDI computer version put together by the late John Roche of California. Thank you. It's amazing how he can make an electronic instrument like that sound like it was being played on a real piano. John Roche did that. William Bolcom's Graceful Ghost. Frank French, in 1991, wrote The Belle of Louisville. I have 14 recorded versions of that. It is definitely one of the most requested of the contemporary rags. I guess I should also define contemporary ragtime. What I'm saying when I say that is rags that have been written in the last half of the 20th century, right up to today. We have an orchestral version of this. A small group version, let's put it that way. This is a small group out of the Pacific Coast Ragtime Orchestra. I think it's a group of five. They call themselves the Small Timers. And here is Frank French's Belle of Louisville. A humorous little group, isn't it? The Small Timers and the Belle of Louisville, written by Frank French. Frank, of course, born in 1952, resident of Sacramento, California, lived in Boulder for 10 years and was one of the founders of the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival. Well, in our top three of the contemporary hits, certainly Roberto Clemente by David Thomas Roberts is right up there. I also have 14 recorded versions of that one. David wrote this in 1979, having just viewed a documentary on television about the famous baseball player for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Roberto Clemente, who lost his life in a tragic airplane accident trying to take supplies to earthquake victims. He was so touched by this documentary that he felt he needed to write what he called a ragtime elegy, and this piece was the result, and certainly it is a very, very popular piece. Performed tonight by the Ophelia Ragtime Orchestra of Norway, conducted by Morten Gunnar Larsen.
Thank you.
One of the most beautiful pieces in Ragtime's literature, in my opinion, Roberto Clemente by David Thomas Roberts. David was born in 1955 in Mississippi, and now divides his time between Missouri and California, and has composed probably close to 200 rags and ragtime-based compositions. Shows no sign of slowing down. Well, from here on in, we're speculating, but I'm basing this on some personal knowledge and requests that listeners have made for particular pieces. So we're going to start with a piece by Scott Kirby from 1993. Scott was born in Ohio, now lives in Idaho, spent quite a number of his years in New Orleans perfecting his piano playing down there, has recorded the complete works of Scott Joplin, and is the current musical director of the Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival, plays concerts all over the world. Here is his piece from 1993 called Ravenna. It'll be played tonight by a young lady who has studied briefly under Scott. She comes from California. Her name is Chloe Kiritz. Thank you. Another truly beautiful composition, Ravenna, by Scott Kirby from 1993. That was Chloe Kiritz at the piano. Well, Max Morath is certainly a name that everybody knows. Max has been around a long time, born in 1926, still going strong. He's performed all over the world, I'm sure, has recorded numerous recordings, and has written quite a number of contemporary rags. This one from 1964, I think, is perhaps his finest. It's called One for Amelia, and was dedicated to the memory of Amelia Lamb, who was Joseph Lamb's wife. Joseph Lamb, of course, being the great ragtime composer of the early 20th century. Our version tonight is by Brian Keenan, recorded live at the Lake Superior Ragtime Festival a number of years ago. Thank you. Keenan live at the Lake Superior Ragtime Festival. One for Amelia, written by Max Morath. Well, in case you joined us late this evening, we are attempting to put together 12 contemporary ragtime hits tonight. And admittedly, a lot of our opinion is subjective, but I hope you're enjoying the program so far. We seem to be stuck in kind of a slow romantic mood here, and we're going to have one more of those pieces, but then things will pick up a little bit after that. Hal Isbitz, my goodness, there's a name that's really being known more and more these days. Hal has been around for a while, born in 1931, but has been contributing to ragtime music only probably in the last 20 or 25 years. In 1990, he wrote a piece called Opalescence. Much of Hal's music is very difficult to play and to keep under your fingers, and so he attempted to write a piece that was easier to play, and I'm not sure he succeeded, but he certainly succeeded in writing a beautiful piece, and it's become very, very popular. Tonight's performance of Opalescence will be by Ann and Jeff Barnhart from Mystic, Connecticut. Thank you. Opalescence, a beautiful composition by Hal Isbitz, was played tonight by Ann Barnhart on flute, Jeff Barnhart on piano. Ann and Jeff Barnhart will be at a future Rocky Mountain Ragtime Festival, I'm sure. Well, golly, Jack Rummel. Now there's a guy that's been around for a long time. Born in 1939. Comes from Tacoma, Washington, but now calls Boulder, Colorado his home. He's been writing a lot of ragtime for a number of years, and in 1993 he wrote a piece called Lone Jack to Knob Noster, subtitled The Rolling Road to Ragtime, in memory of a trip to Sedalia, Missouri, to the Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival. This has been picked up by a number of ragtime performers and has even been recorded. We'll listen tonight to a version as played by Frank French. Jack to Knob Noster by yours truly. It's played by Frank French. Trevor Tischner, the Dean of Folk Ragtime, one of the great ragtime scholars of this century and the previous century as well. Native of Missouri, has performed everywhere and has written all kinds of books and collected music for years. He's composed an awful lot of pieces, but this one from 1966 is probably his best known and perhaps his most requested. It's called the Show Me Rag, and it'll be played tonight by his daughter, Virginia Tishner. Good solid Missouri folk opus by Trevor Tishner, the Show Me Rag, played by Virginia Tishner. Glenn Jenks from Camden, Maine. I don't have a birth date on Glenn, but he's been around like the rest of us for a while and has played lots of festivals all over the country and a few out of the country as well. Has composed probably a couple dozen rags. This one from 1975, the Harbor Rag, is perhaps his most popular and one that has been recorded by other people, including Sue Keller, whose version we will hear tonight.
Thank you.
Ben Jenks' Harbor Rag is played by Sue Keller. Galen Wilkes, born in 1956 and lives in Southern California, has written two or three dozen ragtime compositions, at one time even led his own ragtime orchestra. In 1983, he wrote a piece called The Creeks of Missouri, which still is very, very popular and gets lots of requests. I am fortunate enough to have recorded that one myself. Thank you. Creeks of Missouri, written by Galen Wilkes in 1983. Tom Shea was born in 1931. He's the only composer we're featuring tonight who is no longer with us. He succumbed unexpectedly to a heart attack in 1982. He's written a number of pieces in a style that he calls prairie ragtime, kind of an early folky style. In 1964, he wrote a piece called The Little Wabash Special, which is certainly one of Tom's favorite pieces and the favorite of a lot of others as well, including John Petley, who recorded this live at the Northern Virginia Ragtime Society in 2001. Background is Brian Keenan's North Star, written in 1994, played by David Thomas Roberts. Brian is the youngest of the contemporary composers we had hoped to feature tonight, born in 1971, and my apologies to Brian, we have run out of time. We won't be able to hear his entire piece. We'll just have to play it again some other time. We've been featuring contemporary hits tonight. Hope you've enjoyed that. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks for joining us on Ragtime America. We'll let this piece take us out, and do tune in again next week for some more recorded ragtime.
And thanks to Jack Rummel and his program Ragtime America. Tune in next week for Ragtime America. A couple of announcements. There's a flash flood watch in effect through late tonight until tomorrow morning at 2 a.m. And we're expecting numerous thunderstorms developing this evening with rainfall of what could be 2 inches an hour and up to 4 inches in 2 to 3 hours. So look out for a storm tonight. And then also wanted to tell you once again, remind you about the 28th annual Charles Sawtelle Mountain Jam, KGNU's benefit, and that takes place at the Gold Hill Inn in Gold Hill, Sunday, July 24th. And it's a family-friendly event, begins at 11:30 and runs till 4:30, featuring three great bands: Rapid Grass, a high-energy fusion string band made up of several front-range musicians; Katie Glassman and Snapshot, a Denver-based Western swing band; and rounding out the day will be Free the Honey from the Western Slope, three women vocalists who create a harmonious sound that blends Americana, gospel, blues, and country with their own unique style. So that's all July 24th in Gold Hill. Tickets are $20 for KGNU members, $25 for non-members when purchased in advance, and $5 more the day of show. Get your tickets now online at kgnu.org or by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours. All funds raised from the Charles Sawtelle Mountain Jam directly benefit KGNU. And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. Now it's time for David Glass and Swing Shift here on KGNU.
Thank you very much, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. With the fourth coming up, we're going to have a patriotic sound this evening that's very nostalgic, with some swing sounds and even some Sousa marches. So stay tuned. One of the big landmarks of the later Ellington years was his appearance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957. And now, if you'll all rise, we'll